Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Rachel Heslin. She's an author, speaker, and life coach. Her current book, Navigating Life, 8 Simple Strategies to Guide Your Way, explores how we can learn to choose from all the possibilities that tug at us every single day. So welcome, Rachel.
Hello there.
So let's talk about the 8 simple strategies. If they're simple, we should be able to do them, right?
Definitely. One thing I want to clarify, the reason that I use the term strategies instead of steps is because I know different people have different ways that they approach life. So it's not a cookie cutter, A, B, C, you're done type of a book. Instead, I present areas you need to develop strategies to deal with in order to maximize your success. From that standpoint, the 8 strategies that you need to look at are releasing shoulds and other people's goals, developing your big vision, identifying action steps, addressing fears and stories, monitoring your progress, correcting your course, building momentum, and celebration.
Well, the first one immediately, I think, now are these an order of the way that you should tackle them? Because when I hear releasing shoulds and other people's goals, that really does resonate, because I know one of the worst words in the language that we can use and say is the word should. That really is just, it really does knock us down, right?
Exactly. And there are so many, I mean, especially by the time we get to adulthood, we've got so many people telling us we should do this, we should do that, we should be this type of person, that we've kind of soaked it into ourselves. I remember hearing an anecdote about the idea of you spend all your time climbing the corporate ladder and then find out it's leaning against the wrong wall. And you put all this energy into doing stuff and realize that's not really what you want to be doing. And you are exactly right. The easiest way to identify whether you're pursuing a goal that's something that's actually yours is whether or not that sneaky should word is in there. Because at the point that there's a sense of obligation or a heaviness to it, that's an indication that that's not your dream. That's somebody else telling you what you should be doing. And there's a lot of stories around that, but if you want to feel truly fulfilled in your life, you need to learn how to let those go.
Now, Rachel, so you're letting go of someone else's goals, but how do you connect with your own vision?
The first thing to do is really get in touch with what you love. This is an awareness issue. A lot of us have learned to turn off our connection with our inner voice, and it's important to start listening to it and feeling. Do you love to dance? Do you love music? Do you love helping people? Do you love organization? Do you like when things line up in a row neatly? Do you love nature? These are all really important things that pull at you. Something else that's a lot of people don't realize is if there's something out there, say a person who is really attractive to you, a lot of times it's because there are qualities in that person that are resonating with something inside you that wants to come out and express itself. So pay attention to whether it's public figures or people in your life, who do you really feel drawn to? And then see, how do you develop those qualities within yourself? When I talk about creating, when I talk about your vision, it's not just what you want to do, but who you want to be.
Well, that's a great, I love that piece of advice. Look at the people that you are attracted to in life. And I'm sure it doesn't necessarily mean attracted to in a physical sense, but just in general. I love that piece of advice. So you maybe have found out, you've connected with yourself and your own vision a little bit, but as you're on your journey, so many of us can sabotage ourselves. So how do we deal with self-sabotage?
This is a perspective of mine that I haven't really come across a lot of places, because for me, I believe the term self-sabotage is a misnomer. I don't think it really exists. I think that what we see as self-sabotage is really inefficient self-protection. It's like there's a part of us that's afraid that we're going to be in danger if we go out and do all these things. So it's trying to protect us. Therefore, the way to address it is not to try to just push through. Think about it. If you've got a little kid who's about to run into the road and you grab their arm, if they tug at you and try to keep running into danger, you're going to hold on tighter. So instead of trying to push into this part that's trying to protect you, recognize it, relax, honor the intention, and thank that part of you for wanting you to be safe. And from that place, then you can look at, okay, what are the real dangers? Are there dangers? Are there things that I can prepare for? Are there ways that I could test this in like a small case study type of situation to see how can I move forward and still feel safe?
And Rachel, to wrap up, can you talk to us quickly about why celebration is so important in your strategies?
There are actually two reasons I think celebration is vital to our success and our happiness. One of them is really nailing down that sense of accomplishment. We have these to-do lists that are a million miles long. We have these feelings we'll never get it done. And taking that effort to pause and really realize and honor what it is that you've done is so important. And the other thing is when we celebrate with other people, it is so expansive and brings home the fact that life is not a zero-sum proposition. When you celebrate other celebrations and they celebrate with you, it really shows there is enough to go around. There's enough success and happiness and fulfillment, and we can all raise each other higher.
Well, Rachel, I want to thank you for joining us today and remind our listeners that you can learn more about Rachel Heslin and connect with her as well on her website, which is thefullnessofyourpower.com. Again, thefullnessofyourpower.com, where you can find out more info on her book, Navigating Life, 8 Simple Strategies to Guide Your Way. And of course, that is available from most online retailers as well. Thanks again, Rachel, for being here.
Very glad to have been here. Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.